Now, so far we have talked about the transmission zeros in terms of the transfer matrix itself, but sometimes it's not really convenient because most of our calculations are done using state-space realizations. So it's very important to characterize the transmission zeros in terms of state-space realization itself. Now, normally we have a certain different terminology for the state specialization zeros. In this case, we actually call it invariant zeros, but we're going to see that actually they are very much related, except those uncontrolled, unobservable modes. The invariant zeros are actually transmission zeros, and that's, we can talk a little bit more about it. So, the poles and zeros of a state specialization characterized using a polynomial matrix of QS. This is called system matrix. Now, in this case, we're going to define a complex number as invariant zero. Actually, it's going to also going to be equivalent to transmission zero in most cases anyway. If it satisfies certain condition, rank condition, it's very much similar as we have talked about a moment ago. That is, if the rank of a system matrix at that complex point falls below the normal rank of that system matrix, then we call that point is invariant zero. In some special cases, we can do more explicit characterization. For example, suppose the system matrix has full common rank. Of course, we can talk full rank in a minute. Then the matrix, the condition of the invariant zero can be characterized as there is a vector x and u such that the system matrix at that point multiply a vector x u equal to zero. That it means the columns doesn't have full row rank, a full column rank. That's what it is. And moreover, if u is zero, then you can drop the second column, you end up with z is actually a non-observable mode by PBH test, which is fairly standard.